Future Everything came about in the mid-90s when a generation of people who were involved in dance music, in club music, which is really my background going back to the 80s, started discovering other musical traditions on the one hand, sound art, electronic music, going back to Stockhausen. And then also something interesting happened when people were really experimenting with the internet and digital technology at that time. And it was that coming together of sort of post-club electronic music and a really creative, fertile time around digital culture that was the inspiration for Future Everything. We've evolved from a festival into a year-round organisation where we work with the Met Office in developing new climate services. We work with cities around technology and engaging citizens. So we've got this model we call Festival as Lab, where we use the space of the festival to stage experiments which are about art, music and contemporary living. This year we've got everything from another commission by Ed Carter and David Cramner. We've got Assemble, winners of the Turner Prize this year. We've got Peter Brotzman, who was a key member of the European 60s School of Free Jazz, still absolutely relevant and contemporary today. We've teamed up with some of Manchester's most forward-thinking promoters to give a snapshot of some of the really exciting contemporary music coming out today. Artists like Nidia Minaj and Nikizi, who are female from the European urban Afro scene. Over the last couple of years, we've worked with Gazelle Twin. So we've presented at our last festival in Singapore and the festival before that in Manchester, her Unflesh performance. It was Quietist Magazine Album of the Year 2014. And that's horror pop. And an interesting thing about Elizabeth, about Gazelle Twin, is that she's got a real focus on character. And one of the highlights, I think, this year will be a new project by Gazelle Twin. It's a Gazelle Twin creation. And this is an entirely new work, new music, new film with Chris Turner. She's creating new music, but also a new concept, a new character. Each year in the festival, we identify a theme that cuts to the core of some really important artistic ideas, but also what's going on in society and digital culture. We're looking at resources and how artists and innovators can think differently. On the one hand, we're working with the Met Office, and we've actually teamed up with them. We're releasing launching our own climate service called Project Ukko, which is a visualization of seasonal predictions for the wind energy sector. We're looking at how we need to think differently about resources. We know we can't keep consuming resources as if they'll never run out. So we're looking at how weather and climate can be resourced.